Hi there. This is Tad Hargrave from Edmonton, Alberta. I do marketing consulting for socially conscious businesses. People are trying to make the world a better place through business and try to help them attract more clients and increase their cash flow. I call it radical business. I've been a fan of Ari's stuff for years and have always been looking at how to remove the pressure from the marketing and sales of what I do. And I know for most business people, for all of us, that's important. For when I'm working with socially responsible businesses, it becomes especially important because they're hypersensitive to any kind of pressure or manipulation. Well, I had a situation come up recently that reminded me how deeply a lot of this sales conditioning goes, even in myself, who teaches this stuff. One of the core marketing tools that I do is free two-hour intros, and at the end of those, I'll pass out a sheet, a follow-up sheet, where they can choose their next step, if anything, and give their feedback on the session. So there might be a box to check if they want to come to a weekend, or if they want to hire me right away, or if they want to talk about it, or if they want to be removed from the email list. And I make sure they know that whatever they check is fine, and I even encourage them to check the take me off your email list box and let them know that I really appreciate the honesty and, you know, just don't want to harass them, that it's totally up to them, whatever they check. And then after that, I would send a follow-up email. So if they checked the box that said, I have friends I'd like to put you in touch with, I'd send an email saying friends. And if there was a they check the box saying, I'd like to explore coming to the weekend or explore hiring you, I would send them an email saying follow-up. But I started to feel that there was probably a little bit of pressure even in that wording of follow-up, and I wanted to see if I could remove that. So I sent my good friend Ari a copy of the email that I sent to people, and he gave me some great feedback and pointed out that in the box, the feedback form I was giving them at the end, the follow-up form, I was basically asking them if they wanted more training, more solutions, more me. But what was missing there was their business and their problems that they're struggling with, which is the core of everything. And it's probably what was causing me to feel uncomfortable. And I realized what I needed to do was explain to them, get them to rather explain to me their business issues in detail on the card, what their frustrations and their challenges were, and then in the subject line of the email, instead of putting follow-up, writing their problem. It may be, you know, different for each person, but it could be losing customers, keeping customers, finding customers, or lack of cash flow, or et cetera. So now I've shrunk the space for feedback, and I've added that section where they can add their biggest frustrations and challenges, and it just feels so much better and so much more focused on them, the client, which is where the focus should be, not on me and my product and my stuff, but on them. So thank you so much, Ari. It's been a big help, and I'm really excited to implement it.